3. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
And it's a new track with Post Malone. And they say ever since that song, that album and the song dropped, it actually boosted Levi's stock price by 20%.
Well, you know, you would think, come on, Levi's, jump on this.
I mean, seriously, now there needs to be a commercial with Beyonce and Post Malone.
Yeah.
You know, in their Levi's jeans talking about how much they love them or something because, hello. So that's pretty cool. It is a really cool song, Levi's jeans. I said, it's probably my top three favorite on the album.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And why not jump on that because, hey, Levi jeans are a thing now.
Thank you.
What's
trending now?
Well, Pat Sajak's last episode has been filmed.
Oh, it's done, huh?
I mean, did we forget that he was going to be calling it quits real soon?
Wow, this was his final season.
Yes. Wheel of Fortune, of course. Wait. No, it's Ryan Seacrest going to be his replacement, right?
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. Do we know of a replacement?
Ryan Seacrest is going to take over, I guess, next year.
But they say, yeah, his final spin of Wheel of Fortune host has been set. His last episode will be Friday, June the 7th.
Boom.
Wow. They say his farewell episode will coincide with the current season 41. 41 seasons as host. Or was there anyone before him?
I think he started it. I mean, I can't even think of the show without him.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. He announced his retirement. By the way, Pat Sajak, 77 years old. Last summer, he said, I'm calling it quits after 4 decades on the show. It'll be the end of an era for this particular host who's been with the program since its 1983 nighttime debut. 1983
is when it debuted.
And I'm just curious to see if Ryan Seacrest is going to have as much longevity.
He'll last 2 years.
You know, I'm just saying, I don't know if I have that much faith in Ryan Seacrest.
I mean, let's be real. He's too busy.
He's got so much going on.
Yeah, so, but wow. Okay, June. Mark your calendars to see the last Pat Sajak version.
Aw, Fortecito Wheel of Fortune.
Wow.
Bye.
Trending now.
How about over the weekend, Godzilla and Kong and the new Empire taking over the number one spot. Actually, owning it for a second week in a row with $31.7 million. Monkey Man debuting at $10 million with number two. Ghostbusters, The First Omen, and Kung Fu Panda rounding out the top five. So Godzilla still owning it here for the past 2 weeks, making lots of noise. And people say it's crazy fun is what they say. Crazy
like
fun.
The effects and everything,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
This is definitely one to see on the big, big, fancy screen they've got there at Synergy.
I would think so. And they say that Baby Kong steals the movie, so I love that.
Oh, I want to see Baby Kong.
Baby.
Nothing.
Oh, man. Someone about to lose their job. Well, a man on TikTok has a hotel hack for you. But don't leave your toothbrush out because I'm going to tell you what this guy did was not good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, his hack is pretty much don't leave your toothbrushes out if you leave. Put them away. Put them somewhere. Don't leave them on the counter, even though you're going to come back later on to the hotel, they say.
Okay, because of the little particles floating around, flying around or what?
For him, it was a little different because the hotel staff used his toothbrush to clean the bathroom.
Oh!
There you go.
Oh!
Yeah.
You got me over here wanting to throw some colorful words out. I'm clutching my pearls.
Yeah, no.
Uh-uh.
So how did he know? He says, as soon as it hit my mouth, I yanked it out.
He tasted the Fabuloso or what?
I don't know what, but it was like not good and he was not having it.
So whatever you do, if you stay in that Mandalay Bay, from now on, any hotel, I will no longer be leaving my toothbrush out. And they use my toothbrush to clean. And they're being nasty to me about it. And they want to offer me a $50 credit. And what did they say? A new toothbrush. They use my toothbrush to clean. And they want to give me a $50 credit and a new toothbrush.
Hey, they're trying to give you a new toothbrush.
Okay, first of all, he said Mandalay Bay. This man's talking about in Vegas.
Yes, he stayed in Vegas at the Mandalay Bay, and this is where it happened. And he's like, what the heck? And I actually called them out on it. And they, I don't know, the way that they responded to him, they kind of, I think, are admitting it because they're like, no, we'll give you $50 credit and hey, we got plenty of toothbrushes.
Yes. How about that? $50 and here's a new toothbrush, sir. I'd have been like, how about 10 new toothbrushes? Because y'all done traumatized me.
Yeah.
This is, again, not something that I would have ever thought of, but I'm trying to think. Do you leave your toothbrush out in hotels? I do not.
I'm trying to think that maybe if I'm not leaving, I'm going to stay one more night, I probably leave them out there by the sink.
I'm thinking right now, yeah. You know, in my mind, overnight bag. I do leave like my soap.
Well, like even if I have my little, face wash. My bag,
yeah.
It's there open. I've got my deodorant in it, so it's kind of out. I guess you need to take it, zip it, and put it somewhere else.
You better hide it in the safe.
I guess, you know, we try to keep it there for convenience because, later on, we're going to brush the teeth again, put some more deodorant on, whatever.
Exactly.
But I guess they're just saying, look, if the cleaning staff's going to come in, you might want to hide it. Or at least put it away where it's not so easy, I guess.
The last thing we would ever think in a million years is that they're going to grab it and go and scrape the little cracks and crevices in the hotel bathroom. Okay?
Well, anyways, no comment from Mandalay Bay or their parent company, MGM Resorts, on the situation, even though they did pony up a little bit and saying, look, we'll offer you this. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, it's not enough. And also, you can guarantee I ain't coming back here to stay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, all right, time for an audition of We Cannot Make This.
Ish up.
Can't do it. So, you know, New York and East Coast had an earthquake, and even the Statue of Liberty was shaking a little bit. It's like,
hold up.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. But on Friday, 42 million people felt a 4.8 earthquake that hit the East Coast on Friday. And it was like, wow. And yeah, they have lots of footage of people just like, what?
What's this about?
Yeah, even footage of the Statue of Liberty doing a little bit of a shake. That's a little scary right there.
That is scary.
That's like one of those movies, you know? It's like, wait a minute now.
That's exactly, I was thinking you only see that thing in the movies.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
So yeah, 42 million people felt it. But probably no one was more shaken than this guy, 33-year-old Justin Allen, who lives in Pennsylvania, just outside Philly. He was about 40 miles from the epicenter in New Jersey when it happened.
Wow.
And, well, when the earthquake hit, everybody went cray, but he went really cray because at that time...
Yeah, what was he doing?
He was getting a vasectomy, ladies and gentlemen. Yay! Oh, no!
Be careful what you clip in. And we got to keep this table steady. Some serious business going on over here.
Yes. The earthquake happened to be in the middle of his vasectomy when it hit. He was halfway through the 20-minute surgery when the whole room started to shake. He was awake for the procedure, which is normal.
Okay.
And he thought maybe a train went by until his doctor said, is that an earthquake? Justin thought he was joking. Like, this is the jokes that you make during vasectomies, right?
Yeah,
right? He's like, no, this is real. And, you know, even the assistants were like, whoa. And so, yeah, he thought the doctor was trying to be funny and they did this for all people getting vasectomy. No. And he's like,
Dude, this just happened. Careful. And that could have been really bad for you.
Well,
just
you
saying.
Know, careful, you know, be gentle. You got something really important in your hands.
Thank
there.
You.
And, yeah.
Very important cargo here. And one little slip and one little snip and, ooh.
Yes. Not nice. Good. But needless to say, it was a crazy moment. They did stop and kind of figure out what's going on. And then after, you know, the quake went through, they continued with the process. And the surgery was a success. He now no longer can have kids. And, you know, he was worried through the whole thing. He said afterwards, he was like, oh, my gosh, this can't be real. I getting a vasectomy. And we get an earthquake.
Yes. He's like, only me.
Yeah.
The one day something like this could have happened.
Yeah.
Happens when I'm on the operating table.
So when they were done, he did ask, of course, the surgeon, you know, did everything go okay? He goes, don't worry. Everything's fine. But he did say we might have accidentally took a little bit off the top.
No.
Hang on.
I'm not saying it.
Not there.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning, B93. Put on Leo and Rebecca in the morning.
I listen every morning.
B93.com. The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning.
Only on B93.
Is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, you know how many Americans are anticipating this day?
Wow, the great eclipse is going down. Today's the big day.
I mean, we don't even have a studio audience because of it.
I'm telling you.
Because our studio audience is like, nope, going to check out the eclipse.
Yeah, he went to Austin to go check it out because that's one of the eclipse, total eclipse areas.
Yeah. Don't say it. Total eclipse of the
heart. What? All right, so did you know that Texas will be the first state in the United States to get the eclipse today?
Oh, it'll pass through here first or whatever?
It'll start in Texas. Start in Texas, then make its way up north. Eagle Pass, Texas, will be one of the first cities.
That's what, South Texas?
Yeah.
See, not bad.
That's right. So the total eclipse time for Eagle Pass is going to be at 1:27 p.m.
Gotcha.
And then Austin, just going to pit some big cities here. Austin then will be next at 1:36 p.m.
Wow.
Today. That's when it should be totally dark there.
Okay. That'd
be cool. Waco at 1:38 p.m. is in the path of total eclipse.
Hey.
And then one of the bigger cities, of course, areas, Dallas, 1:40 p.m. is when it'll hit Dallas. For each little site there in the total path is going to be about 4 minutes of total eclipse.
So interesting. So cool. And even though we're not going to experience it, you know, the totality of it is what they're saying.
We will get it.
And more importantly, though, I'm excited to see those folks that did travel, because I know a lot of people that have traveled to go be able to see it and see their videos and their photos on Facebook.
Well, yeah.
And that's going to inundate our social media.
Well, and I told Kev, are you going to go live on Facebook? Because you're going to be there in Austin.
And of course, he was like,
he's like, no. And I'm like, I don't like you. Bye.
Thank you.
And he turned around. And that
you're
was
like,
it.
Then why are you even going? Because
you want to share it.
We had to work today. You took a day off.
Okay, so here in Midland, Odessa, it's going to be at 1:32 p.m. is when it'll be at its peak. Not necessarily total eclipse here, but I think we're in the area of about 90%.
Which is cool.
Of it. And basically, yeah, it'll cover most of the sun. Some of it, and that...
Mind you, don't let me forget you, and I need to step outside and go check it out.
That peak will be at 1:32. It'll start around noon here locally, and then at 1:32 p.m. will be the peak time for us. It won't be total like in Eagle Pass, Austin, Waco, or Dallas, but hey,
we'll take what we can get.
Why not? It's happening today. The total eclipse... And there it is. So get ready for it. I mean, this thing only happens, like, what's going to happen again, like, in 40 years or something?
Yeah, may not happen again in our lifetime.
Yeah, so...
Maybe, you know, that of our children, but this is definitely something pretty cool to check out and learn about.
Totally. So can't wait to see all the videos, all the stuff that people have got, especially here in Texas, because, hey, in Texas, we're getting it first. What?
Yeah!
What?
That's what's up.
Total eclipse. Solar eclipse 2024.
This loca. Don't give a damn. Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
It's Carmen time.
Carmen time. It's Carmen time. Yes, it is.
Carmen talking to this, I guess, patient about lying about her stats. I don't know what's happening here.
So Carmen's a nurse or a doctor today, or what's happening?
She's
whatever
an assistant
she wants
to one.
To
be.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Carmen. Can I please speak to Ronel? Hi there, I'm calling with Dr. F's office. I'm the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to Lisette.
Okay.
I'm going over your paperwork that you submitted for your upcoming outpatient procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And you put down here that you're 5'10" and that your weight is 165.
Yes.
But after looking at you and the information on your license, it says that you're 5'9", 175. So you lost an inch and gained 10 pounds or what?
What? What do you mean from looking at me?
I mean, either you shrunk and grew or grew and shrunk.
Okay, how are you just making that assumption from looking at me?
The assumption I made by looking at you is that you're not a blonde, a natural blonde.
Okay.
Because in your picture you are, but on your license it says that your hair color is black.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's called a lie.
What does this have to do with my appointment?
What does what have to do with your appointment? Your braids?
The all of it. This is so stupid. Why don't you make an appointment to weigh me and check my height instead of you saying you got that from looking at me?
Well, you want me to make you come down here just so that I can check your weight?
I'm coming anyway. It's a doctor's and appointment.
If you're gonna lie to us on your paperwork, what else are you lying to us about?
Is there somebody else I could talk to?
Don't answer a question with a question, ma'am.
You think that I lost an inch and gained 10 pounds, and then you're gonna call me a liar?
I never
said you're lying to me.
No,
why would I lie to you?
I never said I'm lying to you. I said that if you're gonna lie to us about this, what else are you lying about? And do you even really need this procedure?
Who the f are you talking to? Who the f are? Where is the actual doctor? Because I'm not gonna come down there for an appointment. I'm gonna come down there and whoop your ass. How about that?
No matter if you're 5'9 or 5'10, I'm still smaller than you. So pick on someone your own size.
Yeah, and you're gonna get a 5'10 ass whooping. How about that?
We're not in the same height class, but we are in the same weight class. So, but I don't know if that's even fair.
That's something that you need to deal with.
What do you mean? Are you body shaming me?
You should be ashamed that you don't know how to do your job. This is the stupidest I've ever heard in my life.
Stupid.
The Gap. Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93.
Hello.
Hang on. Hello, studio audience.
Holla! You better holla at somebody.
Now you want me to have the
job. Thank you. Who's having a big old birthday on this eclipse, April 8th?
Oh, nice. All right, let's see here. Please let me get this right. Zakaria Mancha Harmon is having a birthday today. 9 years old. Happy birthday, Tink Tink. Mom and brothers and sister, love you, girl. Zakaria, did I pronounce that correctly? I sure hope so. And I hope you have the very best of birthdays, too.
Nice birthday shouts going out. Celebrity-wise, Sky Jackson is 22 years old.
Why does that name ring a bell? I think she's on a show that my kid
Jessie
watches.
Jessie in the Disney Channel, and also on Bunked.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Hey, happy birthday. Having a big old birthday today. Patricia Arquette is 56 years old.
Oh.
Yeah, just saying. Julian Lennon, 61 years old today.
Oh, nice.
John Schneider, Mr. Bo Duke, on the Dukes of Hazzard. Having a birthday today, 64 years old today.
Hey, we know that guy.
Yeah.
Aye.
Very cool guy. And those are some of the birthdays. If it's your birthday,
big birthday shouts to you.
Spin the morning game wheel. We got some dominoes to dish out. Spin it wheel.
All right, let's go. It is spinning. The wheel is spinning on this Monday, Solar Eclipse Monday. We're going to say that all day. And it's landing on what?
The match game. Can you match the word?
Nice. Yeah. Let's do it.
Match up with Rebecca and we'll make you a winner this morning. All you got to do is dial it up, though. 563-993. Hit us up. Good morning. 745.
The 432's alarm clock.
Yeah, let's do this. Some more codes, another week. All you got to do is put them into the B93 app and get in on the instant winning. There's like $100 winners every hour, and then you get in on that big grand prize.
Perfect. This hour's code. Let's kick it off this morning with 399. That's right. This hour's code, 399. Take that code to the B93 app. Enter it for your chance to, like you said, Leo, be an instant winner. $100. The grand prize is $30,000.
Love that. 399.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93. Leo morning. B93.
Yes, the day has arrived. It is Solar Eclipse 2024.
Nice.
A once-in-a-lifetime eclipse.
Wow. So cool, so exciting, and lots of folks really anticipating it.
Without a doubt. All right, so again, here locally, it's going to start at about 12:14, peak time around 1:32 p.m., and then in Texas, Eagle Pass at 1:27, Austin 1:36, Waco 1:38, Dallas area about 1:40, and they're going to have the total path of craziness.
Well, and the thing is, and I haven't even looked. Have you checked the weather?
You know, I think
in those areas.
I did that on Friday. I haven't looked at today's forecast. Maybe we'll go by the Austin forecast, Dallas forecast.
Let's look at Austin. Okay, it's currently cloudy in Austin.
Dang.
This is not a good thing. They are expecting a 50% chance of rain with cloud cover pretty much all day. The cloudy conditions are going to continue. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be 84, but yeah, the clouds are just going to be.
Dang it.
Let me see. What is it, around 1-ish? Yeah, cloudy and 81.
Yeah.
I mean.
What about the Dallas area?
Sorry, Austin.
I mean, well, it's kind of that whole path, and unfortunately, Texas got some clouds rolling in today.
Dallas, starting out this morning. Well, here's the thing. Starting out this morning, it's mostly sunny, but cloudy conditions, they say, expected from about 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And 65% chance of rain.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe it'll pipe through a little bit. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, we hope that for our friends who traveled.
Yeah. So TxDOT has some safety tips, of course. One of the biggest things they're doing and putting on all signs is do not stop during the eclipse when driving on Texas highways.
Okay.
Like at 1:30-ish or around there, wherever you may be, they say don't stop. You're going to cause some craziness if you do. So they say do not. They say stay focused on the roads. They say, of course, do not video while driving. And this one I'd never really thought of. Do not wear eclipse glasses while driving. Not a good thing.
Okay.
It could obstruct your regular viewing and not good. So basically, if you're driving, they say don't do anything. Like, if you're going to want to see it, pull over. And by the way, they don't even say pull over on the side. They also say do not pull over on the side of the highways. Get off the highway, totally exit if you need to do whatever you're going to do.
Gotcha. Well, and how about this? They say while you watch the eclipse, we may also be able to feel it. Maybe more so in the bigger cities, but they say changes to temperature, wind speed, and humidity occur as the moon crosses in front of the sun, cast that shadow.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they say you might even be able to feel it. So what are they saying about if we're not in the path of totality, which we here locally, 432, are not?
Right.
Do we still need to wear solar eclipse glasses?
I think if you're going to look up, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I would think so. Yeah.
They say, yeah, the short answer is yes.
Which, by the way, where'd you grab these glasses?
I had some from October, and I could not find them at home this morning. I was so frustrated.
I mean, is this a Walmart thing?
I know that, like, Sonic, and this is only because our friend Corey told me, he went to Sonic, got a drink, and with the Eclipse drink or something, you'd get a free set of glasses.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool. But I know that the local library back home in Andrews was giving out some eclipse glasses.
All
but,
right.
Yeah, they say you still need to wear the solar
protective glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, the protective eyewear. Don't just try to look up at it. So.
Wow.
There you go. I mean, we are covering all things solar eclipse today.
Why not? Because it's a total eclipse of the heart, the sun.
Of the sun heart.
Okay.
Of the heart sun.
Gotcha. Wow, exciting.
B.
What's going on?
What's that way, too?
Hey, hey, what's your name? Who is this?
Charlie.
Charlie, are you ready for the big solar eclipse today?
Oh, I forgot about that.
We've got friends that traveled far and wide to go experience
it. Isn't it supposed to cure COVID or something?
No! Whatever you do, don't look at the sun during the solar eclipse, okay?
You know, I wonder if there's... Oh, okay. I just wonder if there's more hype in the cities that actually get the total eclipse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think so. Like, for us here, we're like, well, we're not going to experience the totality of it.
But still.
So, something. But it's just an exciting day. Because
All
it
right.
won't happen again for, what'd you say, Leo, 40 years?
Another 40-something years, so who knows?
All right. Boss.
All right.
Well, we got two right in a row, October and then now.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
We had that one earlier.
Yeah, okay.
And there's a third eclipse happening right now in the room, but
no,
never mind on that
one. Pull your pants up. he's like, now that one I might check out.
Yeah, the moon might be out on that one.
Yes.
We got jokes this morning.
Rebecca is the sun buns and I got the moon.
No, hang on.
Wow.
How'd you see my buns?
And I'll bring the glasses.
He's going to bring the glasses. Wow, there's a lot.
Through with us this morning.
We just had our own eclipse here. Who knew it?
Thank you.
Wow.
All right, we're supposed to be...
match game.
...doing a match game.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold so you can match Rebecca's word, okay? Don't go nowhere, okay?
All right.
All right. Can you hear me now?
He got his solar eclipse glasses on.
Wow. Okay. In honor of the solar eclipse.
Yes.
Here's today's word.
Okay.
Sun blank.
This one's an easy one for me. It's what I call a lot of people in my life that I love. Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
All right. Let's see if he gets it. All right. You there, bro?
I'm here.
All right. Match the word Rebecca gave. We'll make you a winner. In honor of the eclipse, sun blank.
Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Charlie says sunshine. Leo, are we a match this morning?
You are a match.
Yay!
All right.
I love it so much. What made you pop out with sunshine? Is that just the first thing that came to your mind?
No, actually came sunbathe.
Oh, wow. He was going to say Sunday.
More like the sunshine.
Oh, okay.
But he went with sunshine.
Yeah. Well, I'm loving it. It was a match, so you did great.
Yeah. What are some other ones?
Sunset.
Sunset. Suntan.
Sundown.
Suntan. Sunburn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like he said, Sunday. Sunscreen, you said?
Yeah.
Sunscreen. Sunday.
Either an ice cream sundae or yesterday was Sunday and Monday came around too quick. You know what
Boom.
I'm saying?
Totally.
You got the good Sunday and the good Sunday.
Wow. Those are some easy ones right there. But you went with sunshine. You're a winner.
Nice.
And you got yourself some Domino's pizza. And tell us what station just hooked it up.
B93.
Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Tony, we're happy to have you with us this morning. Can you tell us what's the deal with Brianna, man?
Oh, man. She is hot. That's a big thing. She has a very dry sense of humor. That's another big thing. I love it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. We like her already. What did you two do on your date?
Well, she actually minored in musical theater. So I thought she'd like to, you know, go out and show off a bit. So I took her to karaoke.
Okay.
Did she rock the house?
Oh, my God. Yes. And how? They were begging her to do more. So she actually sang a second song.
Oh, she's that good.
She was great.
Okay. Awesome. So that must have been a total blast. Did she, like, show you up?
Oh, yeah. But anybody can show me up. I'm terrible. I actually talked my way through Satisfaction, the old Rolling Stones song. But I prepared her to be very underwhelmed, so it was okay.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Yeah, we would have been right there with your backup singer singing horribly.
How did everything else go?
I mean, everything else I thought was great. I mean, none of the other singers knew their way around a song like hers. So, like, we just ended up switching to another place. We got some drinks. We got some food. It was pretty chill.
Okay. Ooh, look at you two just hanging out all night. That sounds nice.
Not bad.
So, you know, we have to ask. That's how this works. Did anything come up that maybe why she isn't getting back to you?
That is what I've been racking my brain over the last week for, and I have had no luck figuring that out.
Okay. Well, and how long has it been?
Since the date?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, well, how long have you, you know, or have you reached out to her since your date? Sorry.
How many times?
Yeah, I mean, just twice. Once to congratulate her on, like, being the best singer of the night. And then a few days later just to see if she wanted to go back out again. But then she never got back to me.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, let's figure it out. We'll give her a call and see what the heck's happening here. And we'll do that next. So, hey, hang tight, okay?
Can do.
93. Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hello?
Hey, Brianna. Did we catch you at a good time, girl?
Maybe. Who is this?
This is Leo and Rebecca, and we're heard about your awesome karaoke skills.
Yeah, you're a great singer.
What's up?
You know, I would need to warm my voice up before I could sing for you.
Dang it. We wanted you to sing this morning for us.
Yeah. I mean, we still want to hear you sing sometime, okay? But honestly, Tony is actually the one who requested an encore performance, girl.
Tony. Okay. From a week or two ago?
Is that Tony? Yes.
You got it. Yep. He asked us to reach out to you.
Oh, boy.
Well, are you, like, interested in seeing him again, or?
He's a good guy, but his fashion sense caused me to friend zone him.
Stop! You friend zone him automatically when you saw what he was wearing, or what? I don't get it.
I mean, overall, he's fine, but he wears the dumbest socks, and he's so proud of them.
Okay, no, wait. Hold up. Like, literally, the only thing you don't like about Tony is his socks?
I mean, he had SpongeBob SquarePants socks on, and he was bragging about his sock collection, like Star Wars, armadillos, certain five-leaved plants, tornadoes, hockey sticks. If they put it on socks, he has them.
Wow.
That's my signature. Everybody loves my socks.
Boom.
Oh, what is happening?
Okay, Brianna, since you seem to have forgotten about him, allow us to reintroduce you to Tony. He's been listening in on the other line.
Hey, sorry. I didn't know how to break the friend zone thing to you.
I mean, come on. They're just fun socks, right? I mean, everybody loves them.
They're kind of ridiculous. I mean, maybe if you were in high school or college, but you're a full-grown man.
Yeah, but like a man with a playful side.
Okay, well, there are other ways to express that.
Yeah, I don't wear ties at work, though, so I don't see how I'm going to do that.
You know, I may have been overly optimistic when I thought we could be friends.
Wow.
Dang it.
I mean,
I thought crazy colorful socks were the thing.
I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
I was
Thank
at
you.
Bucky's the other day, no. and I think we bought a pair of Bucky's socks with Bucky's face all over them.
And it's cool to actually showcase them, like when you're sitting down, your pants right up. It's a cool thing to have these crazy socks, and you're just not into that? Is that the deal, Brianna?
Yeah, it's not my thing, man.
Well, but, I mean, they're on his feet, so imagine if he wore bright, vibrant SpongeBob, Star Wars, everything, shirts. That would probably be an even bigger deal than just
it's
socks.
Not, it's not like you have to kind of go looking for them, don't yeah. you? You know, they are kind of, you know, way low.
I don't know. I think it might be a deal breaker.
Stop.
Wow.
Well, isn't your whole goal to try to get him out of those socks?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you want to take them off. Like.
Yeah, I don't take them off for that, guys.
He leaves them on.
There you go.
They're his boom boom socks.
I love it. Well, okay, Brianna.
I don't know. Brianna,
she's not interested.
Think about it. He sounds like a really cool guy with a good sense of humor, some crazy socks, having fun. Double think it a little
and
bit.
And by the way, he said you were super hot with
yeah.
an amazing voice. So he's Come definitely on. Into you.
Will you at least give it a second thought after we hang up? Come on.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Give it a thought. You've
give
got his digits.
Thought.
Yeah. Text him. Maybe you two go out again and let us know if you do.
Give it a chance, please. Thank you for letting us change your mind.
Thank you.
Oh, Tony, you're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, Tony.
Thank you, guys.
And just because of that, we're going to send you some B93 socks. What?
One has Leo's face, the other one has mine. Get
Boom.
Ready.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.